to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Obviously, a little bit of news yesterday after Mayor Bibb stepped onto Fox 8 the other yesterday, and kind of you heard what he said. Actually, we'll probably play it again for you in case you didn't hear what he said on Fox 8, you know, letting everybody know, look, you know, they're going to do whatever they can to reestablish and make the lakefront great and do whatever they can to do that. He was also looking for some help from the Browns to probably try to push the, I don't know, last time, didn't they push they pushed the old stadium into the lake so they can create a natural waterfront.
Or a lot of fish, not reef, a lot of fish
for the fish, yeah.
Reef.
So
reef,
reef. So I mean, that's another option on what they could do. But did it sound to you yesterday, what we heard, that the mayor has kind of moved on and said, okay, look, let's start getting this thing going in a direction where everybody can kind of figure out what's going on? Because we heard the Browns say they don't even care if the county gives them money anymore earlier this week. And then Chris Renane went. They keep going back and forth on. It's like stop.
And the mayor made other stops media wise, by the way.
Okay.
Stopped around at other media outlets in town to talk about the same thing. So it's almost as if it's like, okay, we're kind of moving on here. And okay, good. Personally, good idea. Why would you sink $500 million into a stadium that folks don't seem to be too crazy about and then have to do it again in another 15 years? And you have, and whether you like it or whether you don't like it, and whether you like billionaires or whether you don't,
yeah,
and show of hands, and anybody else who's ready to put $2.4 billion into our community?
I don't know. Let me check. Anybody?
Can you look at the list of people who are ready to do that? Where is it, Andy? Do you have that list?
I don't know. No, here's the deal. If you want to put $2.4 billion into our community, why don't you just,
slide a little to us?
Yeah, Jeff and I would like the $0.4. Are you good with the $0.4?
Are you kidding? I'll take the
.01. 216-474-0092. So, you know, he said, and I'll start it off here and then we'll play it again. There are more important priorities than the Cleveland Browns. Yep. Bravo. Bravo to the mayor for saying that, because there are. I mean, Jeff and I are downtown
every day. And they're not leaving
day.
Town.
Right. Here's what he said.
Not leaving town.
There are more important priorities than the Cleveland Browns. We got to move on. They're going to Brook Park. If they go to Brook Park, God bless them. Good luck. But by hell or high water, we are going to develop a lakefront that our residents can be proud of.
Love it. Love it. Well, I mean, he said that to Fox 8.
Yeah, so love it.
That's from Fox 8.
That's talk. Again, we've all heard lakefront talk forever. So hopefully he's able to do that, especially if he doesn't have to put $500 million into a stadium that gets used as infrequently as this one is used.
And to keep fixing it.
Well, yeah. It's nonstop upkeep.
Not to say that they're not going to have to keep the upgrade on the new stadium, too, but I mean,
that's not on the mayor.
No, it's not on the
city of Cleveland.
No.
There will be no city of Cleveland money being put into the new place. That frees up a lot of cash for the city of Cleveland to make the city of Cleveland a better place to be.
Robert's in Brecksville. Robert.
Well, it's funny how you happen to talk about like the airport renovations alongside the stadium, because one of the biggest Easter eggs I saw in that, and I saved a screenshot from the video, the phase one video. I'll tag you in it. But they're actually having, I'm presuming it's because of the terminal, arrivals and departures has to move back a little bit. So they're moving the red line station for the airport little bit. So it's kind of pointing and ending more pointing towards the D concourse. And the way I saw that, that is the perfect opportunity to extend it at a cheaper dollar amount at the end of it, instead of having to do it a little bit differently where it's currently at, to set it to Brook Park. But you're right. People are still going to be going downtown. You could only put so many hotels around the new Brook Park site. You can't go up because the FAA won't allow it, so you're limited by space to go around. Those hotels are still going to be expensive. They're still going to sell, but people are still going to be staying downtown, not for one night, probably two or three nights. You might get the 1% that's flying in just for the game and flying out like I do occasionally for some.
But you're still going to have plenty of
people. You're still going to have plenty of people staying downtown. So it's like 100% agree with you on this. It's like it's happening. I see the catalyst in this, though, is the deciding factor to host the Super Bowl, in my opinion, if we do ever host one, is that red line would have to get extended. And with the airport renovations, the way that's getting moved, I see that very much more likely happening.
I think that they saw the developers saw this early on. They knew that this money was there. Yeah, they knew the money was there. Because, I mean, if you try to get to the airport from 480 right now, man, that ramp is quick. And the sign is in a weird place that says airport when you're going westbound on 480 to get over there. So all that stuff's got to get.
If you're not familiar with the area, it's very easy to pass it, and then you just end up having to get off at Grafton or Grayton and then turning around on Brook Park, and that's really about it.
There you go.
It's a little annoying, but.
Traffic and weather with Robert on the, what is, on the
Thank
sevens.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Robert.
It. Thank you, Robert. Terry is in Cleveland. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Terry.
Couple points here. First of all, as a lifelong Clevelander, I'd like to commend the mayor and the city government for at least fighting. At least they are trying.
Right.
Needless to say, I would like to, at this point, probably see the dome put in Brook Park. With that said,
why? More, just curious. Why did you change your mind? I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, I really wanted a dome downtown, but that's not going to happen. You know, particularly with Jimmy Haslam wanting Jerry's World essentially at Brook Park, where he'd be able to access hotel revenue, mixed use.
Parking always seemed to be the big issue. It's been for
office space too.
Yeah, and office space. Yeah.
A one-stop shop with Pilot Flying J as you enter and leave. And the other piece, how about moving the IX Center downtown instead of, if they need an idea or something to go downtown, how about moving the IX Center downtown in the space of the stadium and then developing around the IX Center? That's just my thought.
Terry, okay, thanks. I don't know if
move that thing.
Yeah, it's an old tank plant. I mean, we were out there for the collectors thing last year. And we were down. Dan,
want to kill the lakefront? Put something as big as the IX Center on it in place of the stadium.
So Dan and I, was I with Dan on this? I can't remember. That they say that's haunted underneath.
What
the IX Center? Yeah, the tunnels underneath. Was I with you on that when I was coming in last year and they shuttled us through? I don't know if you were on the shuttle with me.
Might have been Jeremy.
Oh, it was awesome. Like the ghost stories.
Oh, you're talking when we were at the IX Center?
Yeah.
I don't know if I was on the same one with you, but yeah, I took the shuttle too.
Oh,
they were cool at the IX Center.
Well, I was just asking, was this place haunted? And they were like, we got folks that are really scared to go in the basement at night, that they've awesome. Seen things down there, and they're like, oh, I love that. I love that whole haunted Cleveland thing. You're not moving the IX Center downtown. All the beautiful things you can do on the lakefront. Putting the IX Center.
Putting a great big warehouse-looking building on it is not one of them.
Putting an old tank plant in there. I wonder what that would do to the IX Center, too. I wonder what the new dome would do. I wonder if they would get overflow
events.
I don't know. That's another issue that we haven't really talked about.
There are a lot of big events at the IX Center.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Car shows?
Yeah.
The auto show.
Yeah, you're still not going to, you're not doing that in a dome.
I wouldn't think you would do that in the dome stadium.
Yeah, no. I don't think you would either. The National
Home and Garden Show, which is always a fun one.
I guess you could do that, but why would you? I mean, you would need the dates open. But the
Andy,
bigger
question is going to be thriving and people will be at all of them and money will be flowing.
Yeah. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Let's keep those other businesses in town. That's my question. you know, to make sure you keep everybody else. Not everyone's going to be happy over this thing. And it would have been a lot easier if the Haslam said we're paying for the whole thing. But I'm telling you, you would end up paying for it in the long run and still may end up with ticket, not just ticket prices, but the cost of things at a venue when ownership picks up everything. And we saw it in Columbus in the beginning when ownership picked up everything at Nationwide. You know, if they,
things were outrageous.
It was expensive.
Yeah.
It was really expensive, but they got what they got, though, was one of the best arenas in the country.
That's a really nice arena.
That was done before it was supposed to be done, and it came in under cost. So, like, they didn't have the overruns that they might have had if it had been built publicly. It is what it is. Let's go, just real quick. Mario. Hey, Mario, how are you?
Hey, Mario.
I'll be quick. I just called in. You said the IX Center is haunted. I mean, if you move it to the old Cleveland Browns Stadium, I guess that site is haunted too. So I guess it'll just work. It'll work well.
Thank you,
Mario. See all those dead quarterback bodies there.
Goodbye, Mario. Thank you.
Good line, Mario.
Doug is in Brook Park.
Hi, Doug. What's going on today?
How are you? Do you think you're getting some new neighbors in your neighborhood?
I don't know if you remember. I called you months ago. Yeah. They're coming to Brook Park.
Yes.
They are coming to Brook Park. One thing real quick. I guess I don't blame the mayor. He doesn't want to be the one to
lose the Browns.
Right.
But I agree with that.
Each game, players pay taxes to the city per game. So right. They're going to be losing that money, too. So it's not just they're losing 8 events or whatever a year, 10, 12, whatever.
Well, it's a part of the
event.
They're losing that
tax money, which,
yeah.
Correct. But I'm ready. I'm ready for it. I think I live in Cuyahoga County, being in Brook Park.
Are you sure?
So, well, I don't know. The executives don't think that I do. But come election time, I think they're going to realize that Brook Park is part of Cuyahoga County.
Yeah, what do your neighbors think of this whole thing? I mean, it's...
Does Brook Park want this dome, Doug?
Yeah, do you want this?
I want it. People that I talk to want it. You know, there's worries. Is there going to be traffic concerns? What's going on Sunday? But that area over there, I drive by it every day. I'm 2 miles from where the stadium's going to be. It's just a big lump of dirt sitting there right now. But it's coming, and I think people do want it. And I think people are going to be excited. One thing that you guys mentioned about these games going to different countries, we're losing a home game, so... The people that are, my brother-in-law is a season ticket holder, 50-yard line, lower level. He's losing the game, but do you think they're taking that off his ticket prices?
No, they're not.
Well, but they've added games. Yeah, it's a weird, like, if the NFL is doing this now, going to Europe, playing these games, do it now when the fans are used to 16 and 8 home games, right? And if you're going to add one, then you can understand why they added these games and tried to. But you're right about ticket prices, Doug. I agree with you. Congratulations on everything in Brook Park if this happens for you.
They can't be charging season ticket holders for a game that's not actually being played in Cleveland.
No, but if they raise the price of season ticket holders, you get that. Any chance Brook Park wants us to cede to Lorain County? What other counties do you think would want you? Summit?
Well, Medina is south of Cuyahoga County there.
Any chance that Brook Park wants to vote themselves out of Cuyahoga
could
County?
Could extend into Strongsville and maybe the whole thing goes.
If the taxes are cheaper, yeah, we'll move down there. We'll go to those different counties. But, hey, the Brook Park mayor deserves a lot for this, so congratulations to him. He's the one that's doing all this, and he's hired people to make sure Brook Park doesn't get screwed in the long run in this. So he's doing a great job. He's a great mayor. Congratulations to him.
Thank you, Doug. Yeah, appreciate it.
He's come off very well, I think. Every time I've seen him, I think, that guy's on top of this.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
We have Tush Push news.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Get excited.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Everybody ready?
Yep.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. The general session of the Spring League meeting has concluded without a vote on banishing the Tush Push.
Hey!
The debate will continue in a privileged session with only owners.
Oh, so
today?
So there's nothing, but it's not been.
It hasn't been
voted
approved.
Yay or nay?
No.
Okay.
No vote yet.
No vote.
All right. Give it time.
Let's discuss. Plus,
please don't.
One of our favorite actors has passed away. Very sad. Very sad. Nick Shook's also going to join us at noon. Chris Rose at 12:40. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go.
We just for you.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99.
Taco to go.